Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday the 21st of February. US 10-year government bond yields have declined, as US Treasury Secretary Bessent signalled an intention to broadly continue with former US Treasury Secretary Yellen's funding profile. That means no meaningful increase in longer-dated bond issuance as a share of the total. This work may, however, be undermined by recent talk about what is referred to as a Doge dividend check being mailed to US taxpayers. The idea here is that a proportion of savings from the so-called Department of Government Efficiency would be sent to taxpayers. The problem with this is that there is a considerable difference between what is claimed to have been saved and what economists think actually has been saved. And if lost tax revenue is taken into account, the number might actually turn negative. Basing payments off fictitious savings would be a deficit-funded stimulus check, and the impact of that on the budget deficit would be troubling to bond investors. UK retail sales were stronger than expected in January. It's almost as if the negative sentiment of the retail sector had somehow become detached from reality. This was led by a bounce in the volume of food sales, with online sales from non-store entities also stronger. As is typical for the start of the year, the government ran a budget surplus. Data from February is also going to be needed to fully capture annual self-assessed tax revenues, however. German elections are held on Sunday, although investors will be focused on the structure of the next government and the policies it will pursue. That is something that could take a considerable time to emerge. Government formation depends in part on which parties manage to breach the 5% minimum vote that is required to have entry into Parliament. Broader focus is likely to be on the performance of the far-right Alternative for Deutschland. Prejudice politics and economic nationalism are trends that have their roots in economic fear about the future, and they are also potentially very economically destructive at a time when economic success depends on having the right people in the right job at the right time. There is the release of final Michigan consumer sentiment data for February. The primary value of this survey is for entertainment purposes, as the political polarization is so acute that the results are only normally useful for comedy. There may be some very marginal use from today's data, however. Approval for US President Trump and Musk's economic policies has fallen quite sharply in conventional opinion polls, and comparison with the later results of the final Michigan data to the earlier results, when approval of Musk and Trump was higher, may give a sense of whether this is due to more intense outrage from Democrats, which is unlikely to have any implications, or whether Republicans are starting to sour on the economic outlook too, which might possibly impact government policy direction. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.